probably wasn't necessarily a huge country fan growing up in New Orleans because I just wasn't exposed to it as much. But when you spend 4 years in college in Knoxville, country music is right in front of you. And I just jumped right in and embraced it. Got to meet a number of the artists during that time, started going to concerts, and I met Kenny on the sidelines at a Tennessee game, and he and I got to be good friends and saw him perform several times. He performed at my wedding, which was a great honor, and that's just been the coolest part for me is getting to know these artists as friends as well, not just as entertainers. And I've tried to, you know, continue to get to know them and spend some time with them, you know, playing golf, and I've appreciated their friendships. I met Jordan Davis 4 years ago, and he told me that we'd met before, and I said, I don't recall that, and he said, no, I was a high school quarterback from Shreveport, and I came down to your high school football camp back in 2004. And I said, obviously, we coached you right into country music. You know, we didn't, couldn't help him much as a quarterback. But I love stories like that. And I went on a golf trip with Parker McCollum earlier this year, and he and I have stayed in touch. He's going to play this charity event for me in Indianapolis that Luke has played, which means a great deal to me. So I love it. I love the stories. I love to hear where the artists have come from, whether it's, you know, Albany, Georgia, or, you know, Gibbs High School outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. And I love to kind of know the hard work that these artists have put in to reach their dreams. It's been a lot of fun for me, and I really do value these friendships that I've made, and I enjoy getting to know new ones each year.